joeberkey.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, I think I know why that hurricane hit the Northeast now. Of course, it's a tropical storm. I just figured it out on the break. In fact, it was the local authorities in Massachusetts, along with the FDA's special weather modification program. They are very upset with 12-year-old boys in Massachusetts setting up green tea smoothie stands. And they just don't have the manpower to shut all these children down, putting out dangerous green tea smoothies in Massachusetts. So they called on the weather gods, or they modified the weather via HARP technology to send a dangerous storm slamming into the Northeast, including Massachusetts, to shut down these dangerous 12-year-old boys. That's right. Christopher Carr's 12-year-old stepson had set up a smoothie and green tea stand near his house when they moved back to the States after the earthquake in Japan. Yeah, interestingly enough, I mean, this relates to the other story we covered earlier in the year of the devastating issue of what happened in Japan, the radiation, etc. They come back to America. 12-year-old kid says, oh, my gosh, green tea's better than lemonade. I don't want to sugar out my neighbors. Puts up a green tea and smoothie stand, and local authorities shut it down. This is what we have to look forward to in the new America. The new America where the real danger is not Al-Qaeda, not anything coming from overseas, but it happens to be our own sons and daughters and their willingness to follow up on what we did when we were kids. Although we might have not done it as healthy as this kid who put up a green tea smoothie stand. This hour I've got two special, wonderful returning guests here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after cranking it up last hour with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We're going to follow up on some vaccine stories as well this hour. Guess who's coming back? The not-a-doc himself, Christopher Barr, will be joining me momentarily, as well as the conspiracy realist, Liam Sheff. What an hour we have in store. But first and foremost, as I said, the real danger being these kids with lemonade stands or green tea smoothie stands, shutting them down, and people are, you know, reacting and overreacting, say, well, they're right, Robert, the government's got to protect the people, and you don't know, this 12-year-old might put some bazooka bubble gum in that thing, and it won't tell anybody, right? What if he drops one of those little comic strips? Do they still even make those? I don't even know. But, I mean, this is the absurdity, the wussiness, the wimpiness of America today, that we would allow local, federal, state authorities, everybody in between, to come down and shut down this kind of activity. The very essence of freedom. Teach kids, hey, you can produce a product that people want. They'll buy it. You can make some money. But no, if they're Federal Reserve notes, they'll never be enough because they're destroying the very integrity and value of it since... You know, well, what is it? One of the things that they said from the beginning, well, we have established the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. I wonder why. Well, we want to ensure the value of the money. We want it to keep it the integrity of that money. Meanwhile, 100 years later, it's worth less than 4 cents of what it was in 1913. Tell me how that's preserving the value of the money. And I'll tell you how most of Congress is on drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, FDA-approved drugs. If they're on street drugs, that'd be news. They're all going to Big Pharma. But not my guest, not a doc. Chris Barr, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, great to be back once again on the great service that you do for all of humanity, Robert.
Well, it's very kind of you to say, and I'm just here to help out the 12-year-old kids that want to set up green tea smoothie stands.
Hey, I know you were talking last hour about the big Institute of Madness, I mean medicine study.
Yes.
Or releases on... vaccination, but you know the most curious thing about that is they mentioned that there's no connection between vaccines and type 1 diabetes. Now, that's not something that they've ever mentioned before. Besides being a blatant lie, they've never bothered with that lie before. So we must be getting to them.
Chris, I'm thinking because, you know, isn't it, we've been saying this for years, the link between vaccines and this so-called type 1 diabetes. And now they're actually denying it? The first stage of acknowledging it is their denial.
Yeah, this goes back to the 1940s when they discovered that the live rubella component of the measles vaccine was Isle of Langerhans specific. That's what happens in type 1 diabetes. The Isle of Langerhans ceased to function. That's where insulin's produced. Bingo, type 1 diabetes didn't exist prior to mass vaccination. And they'd also, you see, they talked about 1,000 studies they looked at. Well, they just didn't look at the studies that showed the connections, like from the 40s, like from the New Zealand Medical Journal in 1996, from the 1997 Infectious Diseases and Clinical Practice, from the extensive work of Dr. J. Bartholomew Klassen, a former researcher at the NIH, who has shown in numerous studies direct before and afters in countries that weren't using vaccination schedules. And then when they started using these vaccination schedules, including MMR and others in combination, there was dramatic increase thereafter in type 1 diabetes incidence. Also, they used to call it juvenile, and still do, to get people's sob dollars and work on their emotions. But one of the fastest growing segments of juvenile type 1 diabetes is in the military, where they use them like human pincushions and give them multiple vaccinations every month that they're in the service. Fastest growing segment of type 1 juvenile diabetes is in grown adults in the military where they're heavily vaccinated. So we must be getting to them. Because
yeah, I think so. The denial is evidence of that. And, of course, the IOM report that Mike Adams and Natural News are digging up the behind-the-scenes stuff and the link to the military-industrial complex is frightening, to say the least. It's not something we're surprised about, but that it's coming out and being validated in front of everybody's eyes now, that's the difference. Now we may have a gaining strength and momentum to abolish these institutions and organizations that are mere shills for global corporatism and global citizenry and global suppression and then creation, if you will, global expression of new diseases never before ever heard of, including, as you mentioned, through the vaccination, rubella, the elicitation of the type 1 diabetes. Now, we also know in the vaccine paradigm, they don't mind themselves with foreign RNA and DNA in these injections. The way they're produced is horrific. Covered this extensively, and I'm going to bring in my dear friend as well right now, the conspiracy realist, along with Chris Barr here. He's Liam Sheff. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show in studio.
Man, where can I get some of that green tea, man? That is like the best, man. Who are these stadies in Boston? Who are these stadies in Massachusetts arresting 12-year-olds for making smoothies? I am going to come up there and I'm going to...
Yeah.
I am so mad right now. Green tea.
Yeah.
Anti-cancer. Anti-diabetes. Anti-obesity. Good for your memory. Good for your intestine. Probiotic. Holy crap. Who is this FDA? How are they getting to the state police? How can a state police stop a 12-year-old? Stop a 12-year-old from selling something on his property, on the sidewalk. Who owns this country? I don't get it.
Well, this is what we're seeing. And Chris, I mean, you know, look at this. The attack are on the people who are providing real methods of nutrition, recovery as such. But then we also know that a lot of the doctors and semi-doctors and semi-natural doctors may be duped into believing what they're doing is helpful in some ways that are actually harming as well. So there's a lot that we need to parse here to get to the heart of this.
Well, yes, and personal responsibility of each individual American is really at the heart of what's going to change this. It's going to take people rising up individually and gathering together to say no more arresting 12-year-olds for selling green tea or lemonade or anything else on their own property.
Yeah, if you think that these lemonade green tea stand attacks are isolated, I'm just going to post right now. It's like a Google calendar. You'll see all the pins in the map of how many have been recorded thus far, and that's probably not all of them. This is a growing element. I mean, to think that our founding fathers established the American Republic so that we can attack kids who set up these stands just to hydrate the people who want it.
Yeah, well, it has to do with, again, the status. The FDA, that's a criminal organization. You can read the book called History of a Crime by the man that the FDA calls the father of the FDA, Harvey W. Wiley. And Dr. Wiley, when he wrote his History of a Crime, the crime he was talking about was the Food and Drug Administration. He names it right out. So it's a criminal organization from its outset, well, from when he left them anyway. It's why he left, because of the criminal operations that the U.S. Department of Agriculture was party to, and he could no longer stomach.
Hey, Robert, didn't you just see a story about a 125-year-old woman in India who used a natural plant product? She just passed away at 125. Hmm. Didn't she use a natural plant product? Do you follow that story? She credited using a natural plant product. You know what that product was?
What was it?
It was cannabis.
No, not cannabis. Oh, my God.
Every day. 125 years old. She lived to 125. She was not obese. She didn't have diabetes. She wasn't in a wheel. She didn't have all the problems that we have. She didn't have an iPad, and she didn't need one. She lived to 125, and she used cannabis, a natural product that grows. Now, we're talking about green tea, not as a metaphor. Real green tea. So, green tea, you know, tea is tea. You can ferment it. You make it black. It's all the same plant. We drink it.
I'm gonna drink some right now.
It's a universe.
Mm.
You drug addict.
Oh no,
it's a gateway drug.
Gateway, Chris. What are we gatewaying to with tea? I don't know.
To good health.
Oh well, I guess they don't want us to be in good health.
They don't.
Hey, are there any biblical references to cannabis?
Well, there are. A biblical reference that talks about an herb of renown that will be raised up. Mm. Some people have recently said, maybe that's cannabis.
It's green tea.
Maybe it's green tea. Stand by. We're going to find out what it is. Chris Barr, not a doc, in the house, as well as Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, on the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour. If you'd like to be part of the show, 800-259-5791. Lots more healing to go. Stay with us. Coming right back. Thanks to the sponsors.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-456 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Of course, we here at the Robert Scott Bell Show know that if you're dealing with cardiac issues and you're not also doing Hawthorn Berry, you're missing out on one of nature's wonderful, wonderful medicines for the heart and vascular system as well. And, of course, we've talked extensively about whole food nutrients, and I don't mean by whole foods the chain of stores. I'm talking about whole food, the reality, versus synthetic isolates as well in our supplements. And all kinds of strange additives in processed foods. In the house, NobDoc.org. Check him out. Christopher Barr, my dear friend, as well as the conspiracy realist, Liam Sheff, chatting it up today on the Robert Scott Bell Show in follow-up to the horrifying, shocking revelations of the Institute of Medicine, or Madness, as Chris Barr says, report about vaccines. They're not linked to anything except, well, anaphylaxis, and we can go on and on. And, of course, going back, as you did, to the rubella vaccine in relation to the type 1 diabetes, Chris, Liam and I have covered the issue of how they've created a lot of these vaccines, including the polio, where they are doing some horrific things that, you wouldn't inject in your worst enemy, although some might be tempted to do so. But these things are being put into children around the world, and they're ramping it up even higher, whether it be through Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or whether it be through Northrop Grumman, who wants to see this strengthened. We're dealing with a very horrific reality right now where, let's say individual liberty, medical and health freedom is seemingly losing out.
Well, I don't remember if it was Salk or Sabin, one of the two heroes, allegedly, of polio vaccines that testified before Congress that every incidence of polio in America since, like, 1962 was due to the vaccines. So even the inventor of these monstrosities admit that it's causing the problem, the few that still exist. And if there was full disclosure required, the problem would cease to exist, because I don't think that there are many, if any, women or men who would walk in with their little tiny babies to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician says, "Oh, nice to see you. Oh, I see you brought little Johnny or little Janie. Well, just let me have the child there. And I'll take him right over here and inject some infected monkey kidney pus into your child." I think that would cause everybody to run from the doctor. But they're not required to tell you that it's infected monkey kidney pus that is the source of the polio vaccine. So right. If there was just full disclosure required, we could go a long way in stopping this monstrous fraud of vaccination.
Well, that's why this is called Full Disclosure Radio. Liam, you have we've covered this in your own family lineage, links back to the polio vaccine.
My grandfather worked on the Sabin, the oral vaccine. My mother, who was a kid at the time, was in grade school, and all of her peers were being volunteered to be called polio pioneers. And my grandfather said, "Not my daughter." I mean, he's working on the stuff. And he said, no, you're not going in any first round of vaccine testing. So his awareness, his conservatism in that way said, this stuff is actually dangerous. Polio rates went up markedly by many, many, many percent after the introduction of the vaccines. Not only the mild polio, which was the majority, but the paralytic polio, that suddenly became a majority after kids started being injected with, as Chris rightly says, monkey kidney pus. Tens and tens and tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of monkeys were killed, brought from Africa, killed, sacrificed, their kidneys ripped out, stuff grown in them, spun in some sort of centrifuge and then injected into children. Then mixed with mercury, thimerosal, all kinds of other adjuvants to keep the stuff afloat, injected into children. You saw more paralysis in the arm, guess what, that had been injected. The same thing you saw after the beginning of the smallpox, after Jenner stabbed some kid's arm with cow pus and said, "This is a cure for smallpox." What? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when we got, there's this myth that we got out of the era of of dark black magic, you know, that dark Middle Ages. But really, we just polished it up, put it in stainless steel.
Yeah, exactly. We made it look technologically really cool. And, of course, the reality is it's still black magic, and I've called it that for many years, aptly said, Liam. Now they're concerned about this. Listen to this, Chris. We're concerned teen vaccinations against cervical cancer lagging. Never mind that there's no evidence that the vaccines prevent that which they claim, or that, you know, based on the human papillomavirus and their, let's say, how do we find it? We use polymerase chain reaction, PCR, which is taking a fragment of a fragment of a fragment of some genetic material and amplifying it thousands and thousands and billions of billions, you know, going to Carl Sagan territory times. And we say, aha, we found the cause! But, of course, because, as Liam says, it's wrapped in stainless steel, it looks like really slick, and the authorities say so, so it must be true.
Well, and strangely absent from the Institute of Madness report was any mention of the growing number in the dozens of deaths of teenage girls after receiving the hocus-pocus vaccine, as I call the HPV shot.
Well said.
They didn't even mention it. And they also downplayed Guillain-Barré or paralysis from vaccinations, even though it's all over the place, especially with polio vaccinations. And the polio rates went up 200% and 400% state by state as they introduced the polio vaccine back in the 50s and early 60s. That's a matter of public health records if you just bother to look from what it was the previous year before they began the vaccinations in every state. So if you really look at the history of vaccination, it's a history of child abuse. It's very clear if you look at it, but very few actually look at the data, just like the Institute of Madness ignored huge numbers of studies that said things that they didn't want to acknowledge. So they just said, we looked at 1,000 studies and didn't find this. Well, how about the ones you didn't look at on purpose? Monkeys see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, because they're looking on purpose to make sure they don't see or hear any evil to speak about.
Well, these scientists and bureaucrats, though, you know, are literally, they're not human, they're monkey kidneys with ears and eyes and noses, I think. And, but, you know, it is horrific. Liam, you've covered some horrific things in the past, and it continues on. It's disheartening, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I can't not be hit in the gut when I read these stories and learn about them, the fact that they're willing to sacrifice children of any and all ages to this, you know, this altar of vaccinology. John Rappaport said the Church of Biological Mysticism. You've termed it in terms of, or you call it scientism. It's not science. These are religious cults at this point and worshipful.
This is a cult of child sacrifice. This is the giant tribal species finding its volcano and throwing the innocent into it to appease the angry god. There's no reason to inject children with heavy metals and stray proteins from dogs and hamsters and ovaries from animals and recycled human fetal tissue from abortions. This is I'm not making a religious statement. I'm a multi whatever spiritualist by background, so you don't have to count that against me or for me. I'm saying that this is what vaccines are grown in, and if the idiots at NPR and the idiots on PBS, the useful idiots, Lenin would have a field day, just clap his hands in delight at these people, propagandizing the public with make-believe specials about the need to vaccinate, and the anti-vaccine, anti-science people, please.
Mm. Well, if you're waking up, don't worry, there's always India. I'm going to talk to you about what Big Pharma is duplicating over there, what they've done to the doctors here. They're doing it times 10 on Indian steroids. After this, Chris Barr is with me. Liam Sheff is with me. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the United States of Health Talk Radio. Check me out at robertscottbell.com and see all the links. Coming right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Rock.
Yes, and helped along the way today by Not a Doc, Christopher Barr, as well as the conspiracy realist, Liam Schiff, having a good time on the air despite covering some pretty horrific stories. And we're going to talk about the pharmaceutical attack on Indians and Indian doctors over there in East India as well. But, Chris, you know, it's pretty profound. I was just as the imagery was being let loose by Liam last segment about the volcanoes and sacrificing children into them. That was stunning.
Yeah, it's so well put, because that really is what we're looking at, is, you know, the sacrifice of children. You know, here, guy, bring your child in here. Let's shoot them in the arm. We're going to give them a shot. I mean, even the language, it should be horrific, and yet people accept the child sacrifice language and, you know, giving their children shots of, you know, of noxious materials. So well put, child sacrifice in volcanoes by the tribal chieftains. Which is really what we have with the chieftains of Big Pharma and what I like to call the unholy trinity of big government, big pharma, and big media, is they all act together as one for their own vested interests, decidedly not in the very best interests of you and of yours, especially your children.
Mm.
if you look at history a little bit, we look back and we're always aghast, our jaws agape at what earlier societies have done. You look at the central peninsula of Mexico, you look at the Aztecs, and you say, how is it that they sacrificed tens of thousands of people in a year and ate a lot of them? Well, here we are. People will look back and say, how is it that they dragged their children to these monsters and took stuff and metal and injected, and they saw the children fall down and have paralysis, and they just worshipped it. How did they?
Yeah, we have not advanced in consciousness in that context. In fact, we may have gotten worse because it's gotten sneakier and more, you know, more blatant, too. I mean, look, we have medical journals that are even peer-reviewed that have published these realities, yet we continue on to allow this as a culture, as a society. How barbaric, how horrific. We'll look back one day and say, and we'll see exactly, for those few of us who've been, you know, screaming from the rooftops or from the radio, that this is happening in our midst. And now it's happening in India, too. This is where they're going for the therapy naive. I've covered many stories about this. Of course, in America, it's becoming more difficult to test drugs. Not that they're not doing it. They are. But they're going to India, throwing a few rupees at them, and then they're sacrificing these kids and adults as well. And here Big Pharma is taking it on. I've got a quote from this article I've got linked up at robertscottbell.com. It's an extremely competitive industry, and I have to visit some doctors once every week. We're talking about the new level of pharmaceutical reps in India. This Avinash Singh, who pitches gynecologists on behalf of the Bhafna Pharmaceutical Company, and he's talking to Blomberg. He says, each meeting will take 1 minute or so, but if we come regularly, then we'll hopefully they'll prescribe more. His goal is to meet at least 11 doctors each day, and for his trouble, Singh earns 9,200 rupees, or less than $200 a month, plus quarterly bonuses. Basically, it's a cheaper way to address a billion people, pay a little bit of money to these guys, and convince the doctors that the drugs are the way to go. Drug deficiency diseases for which nobody on planet Earth has.
Nothing to add to that. That rounds it right up. Although I do have to add, don't make excuses for them doing testing here, because the last time I looked, there are more than 1,000 safety tests not done by every pharmaceutical company, because they don't have to. They're required to by law. But they passed another law in 92 that they keep re-upping every 5 years, that if they just pay a few million bucks to the FDA, they can get drugs on the market before they complete all the required studies. So then they just don't bother to do the required studies, and there's no mechanism in place to pull the drugs back off the market because they've refused to do the studies they're required to do because, hey, we already got on the marketplace. So the last time I looked, more than 1,000 studies on safety, not done, because they don't have to.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, we've got a number of stories we're going to continue to cover, including a couple more segments here with Christopher Barr. Check him out at notadoc.org, as well as Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, liamsheff.com. Have all these things linked up at robertscottbell.com as well. We're going to preview the Cancer Control Society's annual convention. Christopher Barr will be there with my good friend Bill Tufts from Orange TKO as well. And so we'll be covering that and more, a few more news stories here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be coming right back with more powerful healing. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology.
Okay.
No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077.
And there was a study this week, Robert, that showed low-fat diet did not decrease cholesterol levels as well as diet that weren't low-fat. Results. That like simply emphasized fruits, vegetables, nuts, and whole grains.
For Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery, due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract
and those wealthy
for a long
Indians
and healthy
life.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems?
Diet.
I'll give you a
used
hint.
To be called the
Dr.
Western
Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the
diet.
Cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away.
Yeah,
but when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell, the cell would
America.
Age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean
yep.
of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body.
Been an item for a long
glutathione
time.
Levels
got
decline
married.
Due to toxicity
year, so.
And aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione yeah. levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Darn those East Indians. How dare they eat high saturated fat diets and not all drop dead of heart attacks? Loads of coconut oil, loads of clarified butter and ghee, and they're not suffering yet. Yet they're going after Mrs. Orlando Bloom, this Miranda Kerr, beautiful woman who's chugging coconut oil. They're saying, don't do what she does. But, of course, in India, they're naive, Liam. They just don't know that saturated fat is bad for them. Stay away from the fat.
Right. They're going to – we were talking about Indians being used in medical experiments because they're therapy naive. Instead of studying Ayurveda, instead of looking at the health effects of ginger and turmeric and cumin and all the spices and all the dals, all the beans, all the high-protein beans that people have been eating there for millennia and millennia and millennia, we're going to now go over and use this as a Western dumping ground. To, you know, and the liberals, the liberal elite at NYU and Cornell and all these other idiot institutions and NPR and the mouthpieces in the press will come forward and they'll say, oh, they're therapy naive. They'll actually, oh, they're therapy naive, as though they have a deficiency of chemotherapy. They need more chemotherapy. No, no, no. Maybe they don't have enough clean water sometimes. Maybe they don't even have enough food sometimes. But it's like saying, let's go to the favela, you know, on the hilltops in outside of Rio or Sao Paulo, some of the poorest people in the world. What these people really need are drugs that induce, liver failure and diarrhea. So this is the big move. Convince the liberal illiterati idiots, the liberal elite kids, you know, to put on the T-shirts and promote the drugging of people all over the world. Never study food. Don't look at coconut oil. Don't look at all these wonderful things that people can actually use.
Mm. And, of course, what we know of the wealthy elite of India have adopted, what do they call that diet, Chris?
Oh, the global industrialist diet. They've changed the name from the Western diet to the global industrialist diet.
Okay, that's a GID instead of whatever. GID, okay.
Sad.
So
sad.
Instead of sad, GID. Now, so they're giddy, but they're sick because they're giddy.
They're actually sad.
Yeah, definitely.
They're McMorons.
McMorons. Well, you know, listen, the liberal elite idiots, and you're right to say it that way. I mean, they're do-gooders, but what are they doing? They're doing horrible things in the name of their delusion that these people simply need drugs. They're just naive. They need their drugs, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. And they're garbage refined foods that make the industrialists a whole pile of money because they sell the leftovers and the stuff they process out as commodities to other people for high prices. You know, just 25 years ago, Taco Bell was using coconut oil for their meat and for their tortilla shells, and they ceased use of it because of a campaign against Taco Bell harming Americans with their saturated fat. So they switched to some garbage beef fat tallow or something. That was okay. So they were actually using a good oil, the only fast food place in America that you could get something good at, the coconut oil, and they stopped using it because they were targeted for using coconut oil.
Well, all this propaganda is only going so far. I've got a report linked up at the RobertScottBell.com website that 75% of healthcare providers are now using some form of what's termed, wrongly so, alternative medicine. So they're losing the PR battle. I think that that's why they're desperate to militarize vaccination, militarize food, and the global industrial food as we know it, because the people are waking up. I don't know if they're waking up all over. Are they going to sleep in India because of the propaganda? It's interesting to watch what's happening.
Sorry, Chris.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll be quick. They're not going to sleep in India. India is like seven different countries. Nobody knows. They're the poor that nobody touches, that nobody talks about, that are being run off their land so that dams can be built, so that modernization products can be enacted. These people are being destroyed like the Native Americans were in this country, really. That's going on. Nobody knows that. Nobody talks about it over here. Then there are the up-and-comers who want to be very Western. They want to be chic like Londoners, and they'll eat the new garbage, and they'll make sure that the poor people now have to get vaccinated. They'll buy into it. India is one of the largest exporters of young, intelligent people over here to our universities to be brainwashed. What? Into medicine, because it's a profitable business. And India is the fertile ground for this poisonous medicine crap that we've been doing here unsuccessfully for, you know, 70 years.
Well, I'd like to see us stop exporting it, but we also want to stop injecting it into our own children here in America, where they're desperate to hold on to the illusion that the vaccines are basically, without question, manna from heaven, as opposed to the, I guess going back to Dana Carvey and the church lady, from Satan.
Yeah, well, again, it's going to come down to personal responsibility. People have got to stop abdicating to M-deities their responsibilities. And take it personal.
All right, well, we're going to be back shortly because we got another segment to launch into that's going to have a lot of contained in it, including the upcoming Cancer Control Society's annual convention. If you're in Southern California or anywhere near there, I'll tell you why you want to be there, as well as whole food vitamins that are not really whole food vitamins. Could it be synthetic vitamins by natural alternative doctors? Do they know what they're promoting? We'll ask Chris Barr about that after this break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check us out at robertscottbell.com as well as through the week at Natural News Radio. Coming right back after this.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
If you can't get enough of the Robert Scott Bell Show one day a week, and let's face it, who can? I certainly can't get enough. I'm here 6 days a week now through Natural News Radio as well. Just check it out at robertscottbell.com. We've got the links up to the daily broadcast as well as links to the archives that are downloadable for free as long as we can keep them that way. Great stuff. You know, Chris has been with me for years doing some wonderful things, as well as Liam, the conspiracy realist. We've let loose on the Daily Show as well. Lots of good stuff there. So check it out online. Now, Chris, we've talked so much about the whole food vitamin versus synthetic. That's why we promote choosetobehealthy.com. Jonathan is providing a lot of the good stuff we talk about here, as well as a number of the great sponsors that we have. The reality, though, there are some good docs putting out good information, but sometimes only partly good information that people need to be on the lookout for.
Yeah, you know, for, well, since the 70s, you know, I've been promoting whole food nutrition at first because I just thought it just made sense before I realized hardly anybody was doing that. And we've apparently made enough of an inroad that we're getting some attention because in the last few years there have been a growing number of whole food nutrition supplements hitting the marketplace. And at first I was excited, but as I started to look at them, I found they were just adding in dibdabs of chlorella or spirulina, but the vitamins listed on the label and minerals were still the same old synthetics. So that's better, but it's still not whole food because it's still phony baloney synthetics. And one of the more prominent doctors has come into the field now and promoting whole food and how bad synthetics are. But when you look at his whole food vitamin, it's the same old synthetics with some dibdabs, 100 milligrams of this or that superfood here and there. So it's not whole food. There are whole foods in it, but the nutrients that people are paying for aren't. And, you know, this same particular doctor this week went on a tirade against selenium, sodium selenate, sodium selenite, which I never recommend. It's not a very good quality of selenium, but he launched a tirade about it causing cancer and mutations and all kinds of problems, none of which is true. The FDA started that rumor back in 1943 with a bogus study that they did, and they recanted in 73 and 74 in the Federal Register on that matter, and yet it still gets propagated even by people that should know better, that are alternative right. healing people, that this is going to cause cancer. No, it's not. It can't. Even the Chicken Littles over at the EPA admit that there's no carcinogenicity or mutagenicity to selenium, except in selenium disulfide that they put in dandruff shampoos that you won't find in any supplement anywhere.
Yeah, even the bad ones. And of course, we promote the whole food forms of vitamins, minerals, etc. that we get largely from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Give him a call at 866-424-1077. Say thanks from us as well. And you mentioned alternative medicine. Big story I'm linking to. Popular among all healthcare providers. 75% now of U.S. healthcare workers use some kind of alternative, although we know the wrong use of that word, medicine, to maintain good health, according to a new study. So here you've got the Cancer Control Society has been at it for, what, 38, 39, 40 years now, in your convention. When they started, it was alternative, radically alternative. Now it's become somewhat mainstream. You've lectured there. You've presented there as well. You're going to be there with our good friend Bill Tuss from Orange TKO doing some great things in regards to education on cancer.
And I might even, no promises, might even have my new book, Selenium, One Cancer Answer, 100 Years and Counting, to introduce there. I'm hoping might happen. So, yeah, this is the centennial of selenium, scientifically, medically journal documented, treating cancer, not just preventing, treating it, and published in every decade in the British Medical Journal, in all kinds of medical journals, and yet hardly anybody knows it. So I'm going to get the word out and hopefully introduce my new book there at the Cancer Control Society's 39th Annual Convention at Universal City in Universal Studios in Southern California.
Yeah, so it's Labor Day weekend. I think they have it over 3 days, which is a tremendous amount of information and available vendors as such to learn and get things and hear things you won't hear anywhere else. And I'm really excited that you're going to be there with Bill Tufts. And by the way, the Orange TKO has been attacked again by Health Canada, and they're fighting back. It's absurd that delimiting distillate from the orange peel, certified, OMRI certified for organic agriculture and everything, safe enough to drink, even though they're not selling it to drink it, understand, has been attacked. I think it's a threat to the petrochemical cleaning industry.
Well, and again, you have to realize, even the EPA in America has awarded organic orange TKO for its safety. So I don't know what's going on with Health Canada up there, except synthetic delimonene actually does cause problems that they're talking about. But what they're using at organic orange TKO is organic orange peels, so it's not the same thing.
You hippies with your tea and your oranges, we're going to put you all in jail.
Run for your lives! It's the kids with green tea smoothies stands under the great danger. What have we learned today on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Yes, we know. We must, ban all children. We must ban. Let's go back to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and have the monarchs come in. We don't like children. They're dangerous children. Put them away. And, of course, and the species as we know it. End it permanently. This is the insanity. That's why we have to cover it. That's why we do what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. Chris Barr, notadoc.org, notadoc.org. Got that linked up as well as liamsheff.com. And I want to reiterate that we started this hour or earlier in the first hour with Mike Adams, the health ranger. They're doing a massive revelation expose behind the scenes of what's going on with the Institute of Madness, who's funding them. We're finding ever and ever stronger and stranger links between the military-industrial complex, the military, manufacturers, providers, etc., Department of Health and Human Services. And this is all about the darkening of the species, weakening us so that we can be under one rule. And it would take the drugs to basically beat the freedom right out of freedom-loving people of planet Earth, wherever they are, including those right here who listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show every day. So, Chris, what do you think? Are we going to let them do it?
No. And remember, when they mention the Institute of Madness, they always call them a private group. The fact is they get their funding from the National Academy of Sciences, which gets its funding from the federal government.
Yep. Well, we are revealing that here.
Which gets its funding from us, the taxpayers.
Right. Or China or whatever, but they put it up on your children and grandchildren. It's abominable. It's horrendous. Thank you, Chris Barr. Thank you, Liam Sheff. Thank you to Mike Adams. We're going to continue this discussion, especially on the vaccine issue, tomorrow on Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News with Mike Adams and Dr. Batar. In the meantime, reminding as we sign off that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.